Hello?
Hello, my name is Pablo. I'm calling from Opinion Research with the Public Opinion Survey about Kern County. First of all, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm not selling anything. I will not ask you for a donation. Am I speaking with Jonathan Ketchum?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. So just to continue, will you prefer to take this survey in English or Spanish?
English.
All right, and you mentioned you are registered to vote in Kern County, right?
Yeah.
All right. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the election for president, U.S. Congress, county supervisor, and other offices on November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will not vote?
I'll probably vote.
Okay, probably. All right, and thinking about past elections in Kern County for local offices like County Board of Supervisors, do you always vote? Vote most of the time, only vote some of the time, or do you not vote in those races?
Oh, I do vote, but I don't know anything about any of the candidates, though.
Okay, so do you always vote, or vote most of the time, or only vote some of the time?
Well, I'll vote.
Okay, will that be most of the time, or some of the time, I'm sorry?
Yeah, most of the time.
Okay, and generally speaking, do you think that things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel they have gotten off the wrong track?
Some things could be better, but it's never perfect.
So would that be right?
Okay, it's probably better than other places in the country and other counties. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you would say in the right direction?
Yeah, kind of like mutual, you know what I mean? I can't really say in the wrong or the right direction.
Okay, so you just don't know?
Yeah, I would say go in the right direction.
Okay. Okay, now I'm going to read you the name of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feeling towards each one of them as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Kim Salas.
Okay. Who?
Kim Salas.
I've never heard of her.
All right. Gavin Newsom.
I disagree with him.
Okay, so would that be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Yeah, unfavorable, yes.
All right, Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Okay, Leticia Perez?
Never heard of her.
All right, and Kamala Harris?
Very unavailable.
You said very unfavorable?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And would you say Leticia Perez is doing an excellent, good, just, fair, or poor job as county supervisor?
I don't really know that person, so I would.
Okay, so just don't know?
Yeah, don't know.
Okay, and overall, do you think county supervisor Leticia Perez deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone new should be given a chance?
I don't know.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Kamala Harris?
Trump.
All right. And if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates in your district were Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, and Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, for whom will you vote? Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, or Leticia Perez, County Supervisor?
I'm undecided.
Okay.
I'll do my research just before the election.
Okay, definitely. Yeah. Undecided is a choice. So if the election were held today and you had to decide right now to which candidate will you lean, Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, or Leticia Perez, County Supervisor?
Undecided.
All right, and please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for county supervisor. Climate change, jobs and the economy, crime, roads and traffic, homelessness, housing costs, county taxes, or other.
Man, that's a lot.
Yeah,
just one of them?
Yeah, just pick one, huh?
Like the most?
Correct. The most important issue to you is deciding your vote for county supervisor.
Man, that's kind of, I mean, there's a lot of them, like, in the same category.
Do you want me to say them again?
Yes.
Yeah, climate change, or jobs and economy, or crime, or roads and traffic, or homelessness, or housing costs, or county taxes.
I would go jobs and economy.
Okay. And now let me read you a series of statements about Kim Salas. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Kim Salas for county supervisor. So Kim Salas says streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Salas will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, that street lights work, and that trash and graffiti are cleaned up. Is that a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Kim Salas?
Not convincing. Somewhat convincing.
Okay, so somewhat convincing. All right. And Salas will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. She says East Bakersfield has been neglected for too long, and that new leadership is needed to improve county services, like trash pickup, road repair, and parks and recreation. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
All right. And also, Salas says her top priority is to fight crime by making sure that law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources they need to keep our neighborhood safe. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing?
That would be convincing.
Very convincing, or somewhat convincing, or a little convincing?
We'll go somewhat.
All right. And Salas will fight for real solutions to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improved job training programs. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
All right. And Salas also wants the county to do more to prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She'll work for more education and better community services to stop drug use before it starts. Would that be very, somewhat, a little, or not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
All right. So after hearing more information, if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, and Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, for whom will you vote? Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, or Leticia Perez, County Supervisor?
Well, I don't know. I don't know anything about Leticia Perez, so I can't really.
Okay, so I'm deciding?
Yeah.
All right, and, well, if the elections were held today and you had to decide right now to which candidate will you lean, Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, or Leticia Perez, County Supervisor?
Same thing, I've decided.
Okay, now I'm going to read you a series of statements about Leticia Perez. For each one, please tell me whether the statement is accurate, raises very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts in your mind about voting for Leticia Perez for county supervisor. So as county supervisor, Perez has cut funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen and Kern County has the highest homicide rate in all of California. Is that very serious, just serious, minor, or no real doubts?
She says she has cut rates.
Yes, as county supervisor, Perez had cut funding for law enforcement and public safety, so as a result, crime has risen and Kern County has the highest homicide rate in all of California.
Yeah, that's not convincing.
The options are very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts.
Serious doubts.
All right, and also Perez pled guilty to a conflict of interest indictment involving her voting record as a county supervisor. She paid a $30,000 fine and was sentenced to 100 hours of community service for her offense. Is that very serious, just serious, minor, or no real doubts?
That's serious. I won't tell anybody.
Okay, you said very serious, I'm sorry?
Yeah.
All right. And Perez does not show up for work in her last two terms. She missed more board meetings than all other supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of board meetings. Is that very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts?
Yeah, that's very, well, I'll tell you what, just keep it short. I would vote for Salas if this is her record.
Okay, yeah, we're almost done. But regarding that statement, is that very serious, just serious, minor, or no real doubts to you?
That's a serious doubt. Very
okay.
Serious, yeah.
Very serious? Okay. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
More like conservative, yeah.
Okay, so you would say independent?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican Party or the Democratic Party?
The Republican Party.
Okay. And thinking of in political terms, will you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
All right. And will you call yourself somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
All right. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Say that again?
Yeah. What is the last year of schooling that you completed?
When I graduated from high school? 1999.
Okay. So a high school graduate, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And in what year were you born?
1980.
Okay. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, or black, or Hispanic or Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander, or multiracial, or another race not listed here?
White.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Jonathan.
Thank you. So, all right. Thank you very much, Jonathan. This concludes our survey. I thank you very much for your time and have a wonderful night, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.